This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
Well, it's the top of the hour, America. How you doing? What a day, huh? So much happening all around. I don't know if you had a chance to, you know, hear and watch some of the footage of Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm not talking her slipping down the stairs. I was just talking about things that she had to say there in India. And it seems to be a bipartisan perspective that Hillary just needs to go away, you know, that her to be on this tour, this never-ending tour. I mean, she's like the Cher of politics. She just keeps on having her farewell tour, and just, you know, it's just the song that will not go away, and it's one that's not resonating. I guess she's looking to see if she'll find some sympathy somewhere on the planet that might go along with her perspective. You know, Democrats are, you know, getting increasingly angry that she continues to discuss what went wrong during the 2016 presidential election against Trump. And, of course, you know, some of the statements that she made, you know, about women, that they're so subservient, especially the white educated women, that they just, you know, bend their knee to their husbands, that, you know, whatever their husbands tell them to do. I don't know what household she's aware of. I don't know what household that operates under. And, you know, that's not what it's all about. You know, forget about celebrating Women's Day. I guess in her perspective, it's only the women that would vote for her that are worthy of any kind of recognition. Anybody else, dare they, you know, challenge her and disagree with her political opinion, that would be a big problem. But listen to this report. This is being reported about her, you know, her visit to India and some of the uproar.
If you look at the map of the United States, there's all that red in the middle where Trump won. Now, I win the coasts, I win, you know, Illinois and Minnesota, places like that. But what the map doesn't show you is that I won the places that represent two-thirds of America's gross domestic product. So I won the places that are optimistic, diverse, dynamic, moving forward. And his whole campaign, Make America Great Again, was looking backwards. You know, you didn't like black people getting rights. You don't like women, you know, getting jobs. You don't want to, you know, see that Indian American succeeding more than you are. Whatever your problem is, I'm going to solve it. So one reason I wrote what happened was to sound the alarm about the forces at work in the 2016 election in the United States, because they are still with us. In America, it was a perfect storm, deep currents of anger and resentment flowing through our culture, a political press that told voters my emails were the most important story.
Well, and it goes on and on, you know, and again, the excuses abound here, you know, and it's sad that she continues to be, you know, be out there instead of just going away and, you know, becoming, you know, a noted diplomat. In the latter part of her years of serving the country, you know, what can she do? But she is really stuck. It's, I don't know, maybe Uma Abedin needs to just grab her by the shoulders and say, come on, Hill, we gotta get beyond this, you know, let's find something else to champion here, because this is not resonating. It's really, it's almost to the point of embarrassment. You know, for people, and I'm not a Hillary fan, but I'm a human being fan. You know, I look at her and think, wow, you know, here you've been able to attain, you know, such, such notoriety in the political circles. Can you make it for good? Is there something positive that can be part of your legacy, especially in your waning years here? But to be stuck in this situation, I think it works against her legacy, certainly the Clinton legacy, and even I think of Chelsea. If Chelsea has ambitions to come behind her, this might be one of those things she would have to get around and get through if she's going to be of any consequence. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I was just thinking about, the whole idea of getting this country back on track. You know, you have to think of the people who are affected by this country not being on track. And if you consider that, you realize that, it's really incumbent upon all of us who are affected by this, who want to complain that it's very costly and inefficient for this country not to be on the right track. I mean, after all, it's people's money that we give to the government to steward. And they've done such a great job of it. We're $20 trillion and counting. The interest payments on it are just unconscionable on this debt that we have. And this is right now with low interest rates. What happens? You know, you add another point or two to the interest rate, and we're going to get clobbered big time here. But this is why we're so concerned about being fiscally responsible and doing something about this debt. It's not like all of a sudden we can file Chapter 11 and reorganize here, although we do need some reorganization. We had hoped that Donald Trump would be the one to do it. But his first budget that he presented to us was a bit concerning, to say the least, because it really didn't attack the issues that we really needed to address. These issues, this discretionary spending issues, continue to mount up and add. You know, it's as Everett Dirksen said, a billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking about a lot of money and, $20 trillion. I mean, that's just the top line. I mean, we're not even talking about the real number, which you hear numbers, a total liability in excess of anywhere of $150 to $200 trillion is what, is being put on the backs of taxpayers. It's not just us who are alive. We're talking about even the kids that aren't even born yet. That this is being passed on to them. This is our legacy. Thank you very much. This is the cost of freedom. No, this is not the cost of freedom. This is the cost of freedom unhinged and being irresponsible and really not being focused on the things that need that we need to deal with. We want to address and, out of the, I just say the bent goodness of our perspective in trying to help people who are less than, we have made them more, more, I guess, entitled and more reliant on the government as opposed to being self-sustaining. What was that saying? A friend of mine said, he says, give a man a fish, he eats for one day, teach a man to fish. He eats the rest of his life, and then the third line was, this was in one of the magazines, says, and keep giving the man fish, and you make him into a Democrat. And, you know, sadly, that is the Democratic Party's legacy because they keep turning out money. It's almost like their perspective is that people aren't good enough, that they can't step up. I mean, certainly, look, and I'm not trying to broad brush this and make this in a broad generality. No doubt there are some people, no matter what, are not going to get it. They cannot figure out that they must work in order to eat. And there's something deficient in their wiring. I don't know how to call it. You know, I'm not a sociologist, a psychiatrist, but clearly, you know, you look back in history and even Jesus said, the poor you always have with you. There's just something about, you know, people who are entrapped in a mindset. And I believe entitlement, people who become entitled, you know, scarily, are, you know, start to become almost part of that fabric, because their thinking is not it's not reasonable by what most reasonable people would consider, because the answer of people who are entitled is just give me more. I think the classic example was John Stossel years ago had done a document. It was a report rather than a documentary, but a report on two different Indian reservations. They were offered billions of dollars, both of them, you know, to out of the goodness of, you know, call it reparations, call it whatever you want. And so the government says, hey, we're going to give you billions of dollars here. Well, one reservation took the money. I think it was like $80 billion. And you go into that reservation even today, and it's pathetic. After $80 billion, it looks like a third world country. It isn't, you know, and it's got to be embarrassing for people who are reasonable within that reservation. But the idea, though, their brain has been rewired to think that, okay, hey, look, it just, you know, $80 billion now. Well, what about, you know, when we run out of that money, what do we do? Well, it wasn't never that it was going to be an ongoing situation. But in their mind's eye and in their understanding and hearts, it was like, okay, hey, you need to give us more money. We'd get out of this mess, but we need more money. Now, in contrast, the other reservation said, we don't want your money. We don't want your stinking money. We're going to do this ourselves. And keep in mind that in the other reservation, the one I just cited, where the people took the money, alcoholism, double digit. It is off the charts there. Unemployment, double digit. It's incredible. It's just, you know, it's not healthy. It's not vibrant. And you imagine, it's not just, you know, we're not talking just adults there. I mean, it's the children. It's, you know, it spreads throughout that whole culture. That entire reservation is affected. Now, in contrast, other reservation says, we don't want your stinking money. We're gonna make this work ourselves. And you go there, and home ownership is high. There's a pride of ownership in there. You go in there, and you go, wow, these people really have this together. So they're not entitlement minded. They don't understand how this other reservation, you know, decided to go and take the money and where they're at. But antithetical to that is their perspective that they need to be contributors and they need to be part of the solution within the reservation. And look what happens with the results. Unemployment, you know, it's near negligible, single digit unemployment. Home ownership high, you know, just everything on the upswing by comparison. And the difference is you have government handout over here and you have no government handout here. Is there something to learn from that? I think sociologically it's worthy of analysis and consideration to say, look, we want to help people, you know, that need help, but they need to understand that there's a beginning and end to help. That at some point you have got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and move on. You've got to be productive. It is inherent in every human being, and I would say even the poor of the poor, is they want to be significant. They want to have some sense of well-being. And at the very core of that sense of well-being is being productive, knowing that you've gone to work, that you've contributed, you worked hard for your family, even if it's not a job that you're particularly enamored with. But you know that, look, I'm in the process. I'm moving through the process of today, here's a job, and I'm building blocks to where what I learned from this maybe low-level job is going to help me step up to the next level and up until I'm able to realize my ultimate destiny and realize the dreams that wake me up in the middle of the night that say that this could be happening, but maybe reality says, no way, and God's half acre, is that going to happen? But there are many dreamers, and we're all dreamers are starting to realize, and I think that the time is right for many new dreamers to realize bigger dreams than they ever imagined. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you're changing.
Hey, it's the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Herb London joins us, president of the London Center for Policy Research. His book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Foreign policy analyst here to talk about the shocking news that came out yesterday with the tweet of all things. Herb, how would you like to be let go by a tweet?
Well, I'm not sure that that's an appropriate way to be fired from a job. This is a long time in coming.
Yeah.
Frankly, the person in Washington was unaware of the fact that Tillerson was likely to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was also very obvious that Pompeo was going to replace him. He gets on with the president. He's very highly regarded at the CIA. He is a person who also has deep ties to the Congress. So I think it's a very valid decision on the part of the president. The manner in which it's done, that's another question. And as I indicated to you, if you remember the comments made by Tillerson after the Charlottesville event, where he said, well, that's the president's point of view, that's not my point of view,
mm-hmm.
Words to that effect.
Right.
That was the beginning. I mean, there was no question that the president was appalled by that comment. After all, there's only one president in the United States, Tillerson, president.
Exactly.
So, my feeling is it was something that was likely to occur, and there probably are no surprises anywhere in Washington, D.C.
Well, even with Iran, the policy of Iran, I mean, it's not like Donald Trump, you know, just pulled a rabbit out of his hat one day and said, oh, hey, this is going to be it. I mean, he was on the campaign talking about this. So there were some things that, I think that Rex Tillerson either underestimated about Donald Trump in terms of, promises and what he had said on the campaign, or, you know, did he somehow think he was going to convert Donald Trump into thinking differently?
Well, I think that by and large what you had in Tillerson is someone who obviously worked in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
In the private sector, if you blow your whistle and say, you know, I would like to have a glass of water, they give you Perrier, they give you a Poland Spring, you get five different choices. You do that in Washington, D.C., and people run in different directions.
Right.
It's not the same. I mean, government is very different from the private sector, and Tillerson really hasn't had any government experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying that he just didn't have the kind of foreign policy background that I think was necessary for the position.
Well, no doubt, as you suggested, the chemistry between one Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and Mike Pompeo makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, they get on famously. Look, Pompeo is in the White House. He's in the briefing room every day talking to the president, not merely about events that are occurring on the current world stage, but things that have occurred over time, so that he's provided some background to this president. If there is one mentor, one teacher in Washington, D.C., for the president of the United States, it's Pompeo.
Mm-hmm. Gina Haspel taking possibly Pompeo's position at the CIA, first female potentially to head the CIA in its history.
Well, that's interesting as well. She's also very highly regarded. I do not know her. I know Pompeo,
mm-hmm.
but I do not know her.
Mm-hmm.
So I really am I'm ill prepared to comment on her background.
Well, of course, some of the pressure on her is being reported was that she was all part of the waterboarding that took place and some of the techniques that now have been said are torturous. And, you know, that was then. This is now. Democrats are going to rally and try to, hold her feet to the fire for what she did and following orders and going along with, with the policy of the time. Others are very quick to say because of her support and what she did, she saved, thousands of lives, of American lives because of, the policies that were enacted by the CIA.
The very fact is a lot of point that you just made is critical. The Democrats have very little to rely on. I mean, it's a party that is virtually bereft of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
All they can do is attack people associated with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The 2018 campaign will be a campaign that has a very few ideas that are espoused.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to say to you today, please tell me of a position taken by the Democratic Party, different from the Republicans, that really would serve the country very well. You'd be hard-pressed to do so.
Exactly.
Is there a tax policy they have? Is there a foreign policy they have? Well, the only argument that is being made today is Trump is buffoonish. Trump does not represent the presidency. He's an unimpressive symbol for our president, blah, blah, blah. You've heard all of these arguments before, but there is nothing that they can say on the policy front. As a consequence, anyone associated with Trump is ipso facto it has to be opposed by the Democratic Party.
Yeah, but interesting that here in the special election in Pennsylvania, the former Marine sounds more like Trump than Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the only way in which he could get elected was to, in fact, make it clear he is not a part of the present Democratic Party. He is a person who has actually separated himself from the Democratic Party and does sound a lot like Trump. So, and interestingly, he did not make one comment about of a negative nature, which you would have expected in this campaign. And again, I don't know whether he's going to be elected or not. It's too close to call. But there is no doubt that the reason why he was successful was not only because of the money, but because of the way he conducted himself during the course of the campaign.
Exactly. Well, Herb, much conversation, some of this stuff is comical, the comments of the political pundits regarding this planned meeting with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. I mean, they talk as if, Trump is a moron and has no clue whatsoever and how he should, what kind of strategy he should employ. It's like, all of a sudden you got these people who are political pundits on TV acting like they're, Secretary of States, and they know everything about how to approach Kim Jong-un. It's laughable.
Well, it is laughable. And, this is a high wire act. The president is engaged in a major gamble. And, it's Donald Trump, as he's pointed out. I'm not like other presidents. I feel strongly about this. I'm sure his advisors have said, Mr. President, do you want to be in the same room with a third-rate dictator who is engaged in the most brutal regime across the globe, who probably has an IQ under room temperature? Do you want to lend the prestige of your presidency to this fellow? And Trump is saying, look, give me some guarantees. Make sure we get denuclearization in North Korea, and let me have unlimited verification, and I'll go into that room, and we will continue to negotiate.
Yeah.
I must have those guarantees beforehand. But I think it's a sensible stance.
Sure, exactly. And what's the alternative? Even if you have somebody with a room temperature IQ that you're dealing with, by the way, he happens to have a nuclear bomb on his side.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, the Democrats are saying the president is a moron, all the rest. If he pulls this off, Republicans will win the 2018 elections handily. And if he pulls this off, he will be a president again in 2020. So again, it's a high wire act. It can easily fall off that wire. It could indeed have negative effects on the United States' position worldwide. But Trump is a gambler. He understands the deal. And this is what he's attempting to do. Engage in a deal that will, in some sense, protect the interests of the United States.
Could this end up being, Herb, what Nixon was to China, Donald Trump could be to North Korea?
Possibly. I think that's a very interesting analogy. Very interesting analogy. When Nixon went to China, he said to Kissinger beforehand, there are five principles. Get those principles established, then I'll get an Air Force One, and we'll negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Same conditions prevail today. Donald Trump has to say to his team, you make sure that we get denuclearization and we get unlimited verification. I'll be there. After that, we can discuss a lot, including aid, assistance, and a variety of things.
Yeah.
Not until then.
Right. The makeup of the table where they'll meet and all that good stuff, and exactly when in May, and the best summit site for Trump and Kim to come together. All that stuff can be handled, but we've got to get the main principles in order, and that's what you're saying, and I agree with you. Dr. Herb London, the president of the London Center for Policy Research, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Herb. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Bill.
Yeah.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $29.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a big treat for you right now. Sherry Rigby joins us. Yes, the actress, speaker, writer, director. You may remember her as a lead in the Dove Award-winning musical video Slow Fade. By casting, Crowns also appeared in The Young and Restless and The Bold and The Beautiful. Sherry, we're going to hopefully pray the wrecking ball does not disturb our time together here, okay? Because you're doing some renovations.
That's correct. Hi, Bill. Good to speak with you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. So much. The last time we talked, there was so much happening in your world, but now we want to talk about your book, which is now being written for a screenplay, or what exactly here?
Well, you're close. It's Beautifully Flawed is actually was just recently turned into a pilot for a television series.
Okay.
And it actually was turned into that last year, and we ended up shooting the pilot for it in December 2017, and then we just started taking meetings on it recently, and really looking forward to hopefully that you'll get to see it in the next, 9 to 12 months running on television.
This is your life story, Sherry. I mean, this is like a reality show after the fact, so to speak?
Well, I guess kind of it is. I mean, mm-hmm. it's really incredible to see it, but I think what we realized after writing the book and just having an opportunity over the last couple of years to see how many women really had read this book and of all ages, mm-hmm. you know, writing it and talking about how it had affected their life, it was so powerful to see what God was doing with it and the way that he was really using this story. It was really the story of the ashes to the garland and using a story that everybody said, you know, would never work and mm-hmm. or a woman that would never be able to do anything with her life to actually seeing what God has done with her. And I think that's something that is really powerful and it's very hopeful. And especially in the time that we're walking in right now, it's great to see how much the Lord loves us yes. and wants to use our lives. And so that's the thing I think that's really exciting about Beautifully Flawed. And I think that's what it's going to reveal. It's really about how our past influences who we become and how we can impact others with our lives.
Well, like anything that is so personal, it's your story. You know it firsthand, and you know, and of course there's that probably 3 o'clock in the morning call from God that says, hey, you need to write this down, and you're probably mm-hmm. thinking, okay, is this, you know, is it going to connect, you know, why am I doing this? And then now after the fact you're getting this kind of response, and maybe now you're seeing why God led you to write your story.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. I think, you know, I'd always felt for a very long time that I wanted to share my story and just even the part of being a teenage mom, because I was around so many, you know, people that thought if there was something that had happened in their lives that they wouldn't be able to move forward and do other things. And so I really wanted to share the story. And I think really when it came to light for me was that I had been praying about it. And when I was doing the press tour for October Baby, I had been praying that the Lord would really take it out of my mind and put it into somebody else's mind to say, hey, you know, I really think you should write your story. And that happened to be John Irwin, and we were traveling. Yeah. We were at a Texas airport, and he said that to me. And it was just really confirmation about me sharing the story. And I think as we started to see not only me going out and speaking and being a part of pregnancy care homes, maternity places, that we were really starting to see the significance of why the story needed to be told. And alongside of the October Baby, because there were a lot of people that were still looking to hear, well, what was it about the birth mother that was so significant and important? Why was it? Why did she make some of the choices that she did? And I think they were able to look at me and relate some of that to my story. So that's really how it came about. And to see what God is doing with it, he answers new things all the time and mm-hmm. revelation from the story and why he called, you know, it to be told.
Sherry, to get to that point, though, to where you're going to be so open and vulnerable to share a personal story, help our audience understand that transition, you know, what life was before, and, you know, things are rolling along, you have a relationship with God, and, you know, there's a bad decision, you know, there's a poor choice that's made, and it's going to impact your life. And little did you know how much it was going to impact the lives of others. Tell our audience about that, Sherry.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, as a believer, we really do have to remember God's promises. And one of his promises is that he promises to use everything for his glory mm-hmm. if we allow him to, I think is the one thing that we have to be aware of. And so I do think that there are times when God calls us in and he says, you know, this is what I want to do with you, and you have a choice. You can either say yes or you can say no. And I really believe that that's the choice that he gave me at that time. And he gave me a choice, you know, when I first received the movie script for October Baby. He gave me a choice when he started laying, you know, my story on my heart to tell. He'd already started preparing me. And so it really was now an opportunity for me to say yes to telling the story. And I think the greatest significance is from my story and saying that is the moment that we do say yes to God, that we do say yes, that you can use everything in my life, whether it looks broken, whether it looks fantastic, whatever it is, you can use all of it, because at the end of the day, it glorifies you because what you've done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just have to be willing to step out and say yes to that. And so that's why I think it's so significant. And I think that's why he has used me, is because I said yes to it. Flaws and all, you take me how I am, and praise God that I have a Savior that loves me, that is willing to take all of those things and use them to speak to others.
And there's a message there that others needed to hear. As you say, you made yourself available to say, take this flaw, Lord, redeem it, you know, for your glory. Nothing that you yourself could have ever done, right?
Exactly right. I mean, there's nothing that I could have done. And I think when you do see my story and you read my story, and now even to see how my story has continued, to see the things that God continues to do, you know, with this little girl that had done so many, you know, things in her life that were mistakes and that made bad choices, to take all of those things and to really use me, that is only because of who God is. It has nothing to do with me. For me to sit with the people that I sit with in Hollywood, for me to be in the meetings that I'm in, to be able to have the relationships that I do, that's not because of me. That's because of God and where He wants me. That's because of the Savior that's placed me in that position. But it's also been because of me being willing to share the story and be open, because really it's about transparency. You know, I think it comes down to, at the end of the day, people really do want to know that they are not alone, that they are not alone in making choices like that, that they can be redeemed, restored, and prepared for God's kingdom. And I think that's what they see in my story.
Exactly. Well, beautifully flawed, we would say, is directed more towards women. But are you surprised at the response from men?
Oh, it's been incredible. I think every time I hear a man speak to me about it after reading the book, you know, I had one gentleman recently, he said to me, I have 6 kids, 4 of them are daughters. And when I read your book, I realized very quickly the types of open conversations that I needed to be having with my girls. I needed to be really being reminded of who they need to see in a father. I thought that was so important. And just to continue to speak positive, you know, life situations over these young girls. I had another gentleman that read the book, and he said, wow, you know, I hope that as parents that read this and as the boys, that they recognize the difference between how God has created men and women, and how do we need to bring up the next generation of young men to understand, you know, how a young girl looks at love versus a young boy. You know, so you see those kind of things, and that men, they gravitate towards this story as well. And I think it's very powerful for them to read it so that they can use it as well.
How can listeners find out more about you and stay connected to you?
Yeah, absolutely. They can go on my website, sherryrigby.com, and stay connected that way. My social medias are all under Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Sherry Rigby.
Sherry Rigby, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sherry. God bless.
You will go before me. You will never leave.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Yeah, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My death. Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $29.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Because we want to, that's why. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A.K.A. Hendrick K. is with us. Time to talk about, you know, what everybody's talking around the cooler and in the Twitterverse. The Twitter is a fluff, isn't it? Can we say that? Is that how you say it? The Twitter is a fluff?
if that's what people are saying, you got your finger more on the pulse of the Twitterverse, because I haven't really heard the tweet being called a fluff, but there you go.
Yeah, well, you know,
first on the Bill Martinez show.
Yes, really. He give me full credit, an exclusive here. But either way, I mean, it's like our Twitter is maybe lost a wing and is kind of going in circles. You know, like maybe got hold of some Timothy Leary stuff. I don't know. You know, it's kind of been kind of nuts. But so much stuff going on. You know, Stephen Hawking passes away, and of course, of all days, he's going to pass away. He's going to pass away on Pi Day, and also, which happens to be the birthday of Albert Einstein. So what does that tell you?
Wow.
I mean, are you kind of like hearing, are you hearing sounds from space? Do, 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 do.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, somebody needs to, yeah, I mean, how interesting that those, the confluence of events.
Yes.
In one day, it's like there clearly seems to be a message going on with that. It's a reminder of how, you know, much smarter other people are out there in the world than I am.
Well, yeah, well, you know, you have this channeling of outer space stuff, and then you go to India and you hear Hillary in India, you know, still stuck in, you know, whatever she's stuck in, and saying the things that she was talking about there. It's like, oh, I mean, and this is becoming quite an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. I mean, it's like they can't cover for her anymore. I mean, it's like, we, you know, wait a minute. We had Bill Clinton we had to deal with. Now we got Hillary to deal with. It's like, oh, please go away.
Well, actually, I'm saying please stick around, Hillary, because this is a constant reminder of how we dodged a bullet. You know, first the fact that she's revealing, you know, the reality, although many of us knew the reality of Hillary long ago. I mean, she's just putting it out there for everybody to see. I mean, somebody was acting all, like, confused, like, this is, how could she say that about white women? You know, this is a woman who's fought for women's rights for 40 years, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? She's never fought for women's rights.
Supposedly.
She's fought against any woman who accused her husband of rape or, you know, sexual assault. This is who she really is. America dodged a bullet, and in one way, not just in terms of the truth of who she is and policy-wise and the elitist mindset that she's got, but the tripping on the stairs. I mean, I don't know, Bill, what kind of health issue is really going on with her.
Yeah. Well, it's called OLD. You know, it's like a dear friend of mine says, we hit that OLD, and it's a slippery slope. And, you know, bless
her. It's a slippery set of stairs.
Exactly. I was saying earlier, I think Umamadeen needs to set her aside and just say, Hill, it's over. You know, it's just, it's time to pack up the circus. There's no more elephants. You know, we just got to go. You know, and.
I would like to see her go off to the pokey, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, that's definitely to be determined. I mean, now that, you know, the House Intel Committee, you know, after what, some 14 months of the people's money and the people's time and everything, they decide, hey, there's nothing there. And the Democrats are all twisted. They just don't know. They go, well, you know, they kind of remind me of the global warming scientists that just say, if we keep looking, we're going to find justification somewhere here. I mean, poor Adam Schiff. I mean, he's another one that has kind of sold his soul to the company store here. And it's like, how much credibility is left with him? You know, why do we even hear from him? Why do we even hear from Pocahontas anymore? She doesn't want to take a DNA test. You know, she's Indian, you know, so whatever, you know, whatever part is, I don't know.
Well, I thought that was John Roberts. I mean, all this trotting around. And it finally took somebody who wasn't even the main host of the show to ask her, hey, you willing to take a DNA test?
Right.
I thought, well done, man. I thought, why hasn't that question been asked before? But the look on her face was absolutely priceless.
Well, and she grabbed her coffee mug and she put it in her purse real quick before somebody would come and snag it. And, you know?
Exactly. But getting back to the House Intel report, what disappointed me was they said that there was no Russian collusion, coordination, or conspiracy with either campaign.
Right.
Come on now.
Yes.
That doesn't pass the smell test. That, to me, was the swamp creatures protecting each other.
Yeah, if anything, I mean, the proof has been that Hillary bought and paid for the dossier. There was collusion from that standpoint. And, of course, that's going to be another investigation yet. May even tie into this the call for the special counsel part due. And now we'll have two special counsels out there. But Mueller must sit there and go, oh, wait a minute. You know, they just knocked the wind out of my sails. So now who is he going to find? You know, the paper boy for the White House? That did something, you know, wrong or something. I mean, what's left of his investigation? I mean, you can't find a blue dress, and they're trying to whip Stormy Daniels into something, you know?
Right. Well,
maybe I shouldn't say whipped. I shouldn't say whipped and Stormy Daniels in the same sentence, right? I'm sorry. I'm going to get hashtagged again.
Hashtag Bill said whip.
Yeah.
Where Mueller went with the investigation, he's already gone off the rails. I mean, he was interrogating people on the Miss Universe pageant recently. This whole thing was about an attempt to come up with something that they could hang in their hat on Trump. And I said from the beginning, I said, if he's got to go all the way back to, you know, a tax write-off for a hammer that was purchased at Home Depot without a receipt, that's what he was going to do. So,
exactly.
You know, and Jeff Sessions paved the way for that to happen. Why is it that the blink of an eye, you know, from Comey or one little look of a hairy eyeball from Comey and Jeff Sessions appoints a special prosecutor? Look at what's been revealed from the Nunes memo alone.
Exactly.
And Jeff Sessions is still dragging his feet on assigning a special prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's time, hat tip to Trump, for, you know, changing some things around, getting rid of Rex Tillerson, move over Rover Rex. It's time to, you know, for Mike to step in. It's time for Jeff Sessions to go.
Exactly.
That needs to be the next seat that gets replaced.
Well, you're there in California. Did you wave at the limo brigade as it was heading down to the border? you know, when President Trump flew in?
Well, everybody at the station was looking out the window waiting to, because we can kind of see Miramar from the windows. We never saw the plane.
I thought you could see Russia from the window there.
We couldn't see Air Force One. So we don't know what happened. Did he land in on the stealth? Who knows? But clearly San Diego was excited over Trump being here. There was a lot of anticipation that things were going to be riotous and it was going to be, you know, crazy. It was actually very peaceful. I think local authorities did a good job. And I think that in the organization of it, but also the fact that there's not quite the hate here for the border wall that the left would have people believe.
Well, yeah, because they're being affected by all the illegals and the gang members coming in, destroying property. I mean, it's kind of like Texas. You go to Texas where they're, you know, dealing with, you know, citizens being murdered, their cattle being destroyed and what have you, on and on, endless infractions and law breaking that's taken place. Yes, a wall is something they've been crying out for a long time. I got to think with Trump being there in the South, maybe it tilted the state a little bit. Jerry Brown probably felt the force, you know, heading down south a little bit, moving him off his ideological fixed point. You know, he probably just didn't know what to do with himself. But, you know, Trump just let him get close enough to kind of poke him in the eye and just saying, you know, he's just doing a terrible job in running the state into the ground. I guess if that's what you want to do, run the state into the ground, I guess in that sense, he's doing a great job.
Well, and that may be the plan because, you know, there's no other. It's starting to be clear that maybe Cloward Piven is in full effect, where, you know, you break the back of the system and then, you know, and it forces its way into, that's the way to force, you know, socialism on the masses, is you break the back of the system and then people start clamoring for more, you know, government help.
Yeah.
You know, it's either that or it's just, you know, flat out insanity. It just doesn't even make sense.
Exactly. Well, people that are breaking the system are going to be the very ones that come in as first responders to say, we can fix it. Well, you guys are the guys that broke it. And you know, this has been their, you know, as you say, it has been their plan and their playbook constantly. They burn the building down and then they come in with the hoses and say, aren't we great people? We're putting the fire out. Well,
yeah,
but people forget they were the ones that started the fire.
Or you add in the open borders and they have people clamoring for, you know, the government because they're coming here with no ability to speak the language or get a job or be able to afford to live here. Why are you encouraging people to come to a state where the average cost to buy a city in San Diego, where the average cost to buy a home is $600,000?
Exactly. Yeah. And how
to get a job.
Right. I mean, how is that going to work? I mean, and people are fleeing California in droves. Nevada's going, thank you very much. Arizona, of course, Rick Perry, when he was the governor, he said he would dedicate at least an hour, if not 2 hours a day, talking to California businesses saying, why do you want to be in the state of California? And boy, I mean, he just constantly sent moving trucks into California, and California just let him, you know, head right on out. And then Jerry Brown insists that they've created more new jobs and businesses, and I'm going, like, what?
Yeah. Well, the thing is about Texas, though, is that a lot of the people from California are going to Texas and slowly starting to turn that state blue. You think that the people that are fleeing California going to Texas are Democrats.
Yes.
Then you add the open border in Texas, and I got to bust Rick Perry a little bit. He was one of these Republican governors that was offering in-state tuition to illegals and things as a way to try to, you know, curry favor with a certain voting bloc. So, you know, Texas could be in some trouble too down the road if they don't get back to some conservative policies.
Well, without a doubt. And of course, we're seeing what's happening up in Pennsylvania. The Democrat parades himself. He probably looked more like Donald Trump than Nancy Pelosi, certainly. And it is too close to call, and we're going to be living with that for several days ahead, AK.
Yeah, well, keep us posted, Bill.
Yeah, oh, always. You know, that's what I do, you know.
That's what you do, baby.
I'm the hashtag Mexican.
That's what Bill do.
I'm telling you.
That's what Bill do.
You got it. Andrea Kay with Cooler Talk. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer.